Okay, we are holding in Simon Tzadiches. We are up to Gimel. Very important dinim that apply for our proper approach and posture by davening. So says the Mechaber, Yispalo derech tachanunim. The way we should approach davening is we're supplicating Hashem. We're not guaranteed of anything. We're asking. We're begging. Kirash, like a poor person, hamavakesh pesach uvenachas, like a person who asks for help, financial assistance, gently, with a nachas, not demanding anything. Vishalo tiroi alav kemasa. It shouldn't be like a burden. Umavakish lipot termimen. We're just trying to get this over with. Your person should approach Hashem. And the Meforshim on the Siddur, actually, in Shachris, right before we stand up and start writing Shemona Esrei, so we daven Mosi Asir and Podi Anovim Ozer Dalim. The on it la'am of ace shavam love, that we should imagine ourselves like a poor person standing. You know, sometimes you see people who unfortunately are very down on their luck, and they'll, you know, when you're driving in your car, so the red light or something like that. Sometimes the people are smiling. Some people it's nebuch. They're so broken. They're so broken that you can see it, the posture, the thing. They don't expect anything. A person comes feeling like, I don't have any sense of entitlement when I'm turning to Kosh Baruch Hu. That's really how we're supposed to daven. We're supposed to feel that sense of it. Says the that's the Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah in with Sifkot and Ches Hamavakish Pesach and Nachas Hu Inyan Echod. This is the same thing. Rotzlo means Sheyomru Benachas Beloshen Tachanunim. The way we daven is not that we're demanding, we're asking. Kamish Mevakish Rachamim Alatzmo. The person's asking for compassion upon themselves. In the Dirshu 18, it says, what if you need something in specific? So don't just only focus on that one specific brach in the Shemona Esrei. He says, Hatzarech leparnasa, o sheyesh lo choyli. God forbid someone is sick, you know, someone needs money. Kosev Eshel Avram, al gilyon hashas, Shulchan Aruch, b'shum sefer chasidim, sheyasim libo lo rak lebracho seilu. Don't say, oh, no, I'm only going to have going on these. V'pnei she'omri malav lamal, because in Shemayin, they look down and say, oh, he's not davening for anything else. Slach lanu, he doesn't really care about. Atechon, he doesn't really care about. Oh, but this, shel ploni sover she'ein etzarech el lezos. All he needs is this one thing. So that's not a good, that causes a commotion in Shemayim. Person does this. Eli chave mechol brachos. A person should always have kavana for all of the brachos. So I think what Shimshon Rafael Hirsch explains, that's what Pshat means. Yispalel. Yispalel is reflexive. We're judging ourselves. We judge. We learn about ourselves. We see about ourselves what we consider to be important by what we focus on in the davening. It says Mechaber. I'm sorry. Mishmaru continues. Ve'yasim elibo she'ein biyad shum nivro. There's no human being, malach. There's no angel or mazel constellation or kolchav a star. Lamos she'el also who could fulfill what I need. Ki im beritzonu yizborach. That we put a big emphasis on you know, if I can get this you know appointment with a certain specialist, then I'll get a refuah shlema. If I can get this job interview, then I'll get a parnasa. We have to say everything is coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to ask directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He has many shluchim, but we can only dive into and only realize that everything is up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the next point says you shouldn't dive like a burden. Sifkat and test kemasa pirus. This means afa pi sheomer beloshen tachanunim. Even though you're saying it in, you know, supplicating im einu mechashev kemosh tzorich dover volavakish mi lifnei hamelech. That a person doesn't feel the real need. Right? I'm davening because this is what I do. It's not correct. This is actually what we spoke about in Shul. We talked about how the Klal Yisrael were davening at the Yam Suf, right? Vayitzaku. So right, the Rashi said, if you remember, Tofsu Umnus Avosam. They took the umnus, the profession, the craftsmanship. So we quoted from the Gur Ari, the Maharal said that they were davening just as a habitual type of daven. You know, this is what I do. And you know, my circles, this is where I grew up, my family, my culture, we daven. They didn't really feel a need to daven for that. So even if a person does all these things, they're not feeling, you know, that this is, I have to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm just doing it because this is what we do. That's not correct. Ma'od tzarech lizarbiz. A person be very careful of this. U'mikol ma'akam b'di'evet if im lo omro b'loshen tachanunim lo yachzor v'yispalot. It's not ma'akiv. But he says, look at this. Ein bir halacha. So the bir halacha says, the Dibra Maskli Yispalo Derech Tachnunim Ma Me'od Sorecha Odom Lizahar B'zeh. Wants to be very careful about our attitude. the attitude when we're davening. Kishkama poskim ha matzrichim lachazor lehispala machmazeh. There are some poskim hold that this is ma'akev. That if a person didn't have this type of attitude, then he would have to daven again. Halohema habach ve'eli rabba ve'chein muchach me'abes Yosef. Okay, so just to highlight the seriousness of this inyan. Okay, Dalet. Hatzefil hi b'makom korban. So now we know that unfortunately we don't have the base of Migdush. We can be daven in the place of the korbanos. So many of the halachos are patterned after that. L'chay l'kach. Therefore, tzorach lizar l'shetehei dugmas a korban bekavano. Just so we know, you have to have correct kavano. You can't have a machshava of like pigul or something like that when bringing a korban. V'lo ya'ari bo machshava acheres, not to have foreign thoughts when davening. K'mon machshava sheposelos bekodshim, like it would disqualify the korban. Umad, we stand up dugman de avoda. Yeah, we stand by davening just like you have to stand when bringing a korban. Kavias makom. We discussed this earlier when we did the sugya of makom kavua. That is also based on this, just like each korban has a set place, so to our tefillah we have a set place where we daven. Kamo hakorbanos shekol echa kavua makom l'shchita. So each one has its correct place where you're allowed to do the shchita. Umatan dama, where you do the zrikas dam, where you place the dam on the mizbeach. Vishlo yachutz dover beinol the kiyush, anything separating between you and the wall. Dugni de korban shachatzitza poselas beinol the kli. Just like you could have a chatzitza by the korban between that and the kli. The roish yilo malbushim noim miyuchadim tefillah. It's appropriate. It's not a chiyuv, but it's appropriate. The person should have special clothing designated for davening. Kimo big day kahuna, just like the kohanim would have special clothing when they were doing the avoda. As the Gemara says in Tainus, the izu avoda, the lave zu tefila. It's an avoda. El she'ein kol adam yachal levaz beizal ze. Okay, can't create an obligation to this? It could be expensive. They kol makam tov hu she'yeh lo nichnasayim yuchodim letefila mishum nikius. You should have pants that are clean for special pants for that are clean for when davening. In the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud, speaks out about having a hefsek beinol the kir, between you and the wall. Betur kosov od, he says more than this, beinol the karka, between you and the ground. The kosov ataz davka gimel tefachim, that we're talking specifically that it's the three tefachim about pa bepachos mi gimel tefachim afi the mitzvah leka, but less than three tefachim there's not even a problem. However, Yesho Yisrin Afilu Pachos Megimel. Who's that? You look in the Sharatin, it tells you that's the Eli Rabba, the Lavush, that it's even a problem. Who would say that it's possible davening for that? That's less than three tefachim. Everyone agrees on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to put this type of like dry grass or something into davening because that becomes like bottle to it, right? The bottle who legabi karka. It's not considered to be anything significant. In the Dirshu 19, it says Omnam lekamon tough ratio dalits in Yom Kippur. It's talking about a person who is very frigid. Va'al gabi karma kasasos, right? You want on pillows or on blankets. Cost of shafila im einim gavogim shloshet tefachim, even though they're not three tefachim high, near kim is gaya. It's like a gaiva to be davening while standing on tops of pillows or something like that, so therefore it is osir. I've seen some places where they have these like special mats for standing for long periods, because it's softer on the feet or something like that. That would be okay. And then he ends off, also the hispalda b'brecha, you're not allowed to daven on your knees. 20, Dirshu clarifies a little more, dahayin was mentioned, hispalda kishu karei al birkav v'chol gufa omed, meaning you're literally not bowing down, you're just standing on your knees, but your body is straight. Kosu b'shut halachos katanos, sha'af b'ofen zeh nikra amida, that is standing, because you're standing and your posture is straight. Shrei rov gufo ba'amida, because the majority of your body is straight, erect. Mikol malkom ein reshoil his palakach. But nevertheless, one is not allowed to. I mean, it is called amida, but you're not allowed to daven in that position. Wait, that was dalad with sifhei. Al yachshov, a person shouldn't think. A sense of entitlement. Person shouldn't think, Roy hu sheyase kodesh baruch hu bebakashi. It's appropriate, Hashem should answer my requests. Kevin shekivanti betfila, because I had kavana, I daven so well. Ki adrab, no, the opposite. Ze maski avonosom shel adam. By a person thinking like that, that causes a person's, puts the spotlight on you. Now they do a real examination on you. Sha'ai de kach mefash vashim b'masov. Then they really do a drisha v'chakir, they investigate. Loimer batuach hu bezuchusam. This guy is so confident? Yeah, let's open up the books. Let's see what they say. Ella, rather, a person should not think that I'm entitled to Hashem answering my tefillos. Ella yachshav sheyaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasda. Hashem should do a chesed. V'yom Reli, when he says to himself, Mi ani, who am I? Dal v'nivze, poor, despised, bold v'akish me'is melech malchi hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who am I to have the audacity to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Im lo mirov chasod, if it wasn't for his tremendous kindness, shehu misnahig bohem im riosav, because of the type of loving kindness Hashem acts towards his creations. And therefore, that's why I have the ability to come to him. But it is not at all through my own personal merits. I'm coming, I'm asking for a matnas chinam. I'm asking for a complete gift. That's the way we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are not entitled to anything. We have to thank Hashem for his chesed and for the privilege of turning and talking to him. L'maisa, if you would be able to, again, not talking politics, obviously, but if you would have the opportunity to speak to like the President of the United States, a very chosh of a government official, you would feel, wow, I get the opportunity. He's going to listen to me. And he has koach. He could help me if he wants to. So we would be so... We have such a simcha at that opportunity. So how much more so we have the simcha of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times a day, of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have the proper approach, both in terms of our physical posture and in terms of our internal composition, our machshavas, and how we prepare ourselves before Him by realizing that how unworthy we are, and nevertheless, despite the fact that we're so unworthy, we still have an opportunity to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, beautiful. That concludes Simon Sadiches.